Hello, everybody. My name's Simon Colvin. I'm a partner at Waitmans, where I lead the utilities and energy sector. Welcome to today's edition of the Transition Series. If you've seen any of the sessions so far, you'll be familiar with the concept. What we're seeking to do is speak to our clients and contacts just about their different perspectives on the energy sector, particularly in relation to the current lockdown period and how that's impacting them. Today, we're lucky enough to be joined by Alistair Hilditch-Brown of the Broad Group. Alistair, would you just like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Alistair Hilditch-Brown. I'm Managing Director of the Broad Group of Companies, a diverse group of companies located in the UK, providing nationwide services. We provide a wide range of environmental management and waste management services. We are in the process of building a large-scale energy recovery facility, and we provide alternative fuel services to a range of markets throughout the UK and Europe.
That's great, Alistair. Thank you. And so, yeah, the project that we've been working sort of closely with you in relation to is the Bussington project and your energy recovery facility. Can you tell us a bit more about that project?
Sure. The energy recovery facility that we're in the process of building in Buttington in Mid Wales is an interesting project. We've worked on it for a number of years, looking at identifying what technologies would work. It's a challenging and interesting market. We've partnered with Hitachi Zeus and Enova, the world leader in delivering energy recovery facilities with over 400 plants located around the world. Fantastic team, very exciting project. We're in the our final stages now of completing all of our documentation ready for submission of planning in October this year.
Okay, that's really interesting. Thank you. And I suppose what one of the things that I suppose is at the forefront of everybody's minds at the moment is obviously COVID-19 and the impact that that's having on projects. What impact is COVID-19 having on you and the energy recovery facility at Bussington and the project?
Fortunately, a lot of the work that was required to be undertaken on sites, such as ecology and habitat, had been undertaken. So, problems associated around travel limitations as a result of COVID-19 have been limited in the project. We have had a couple of delays in terms of people that were flying into the country to carry out surveys on site, which has put things back a number of weeks. Other than that, we've been quite fortunate in the project as a whole.
Very good. Okay, thank you. And has there been any impact in terms of, I suppose, your engagement with regulators and decision makers? Have you seen any, I suppose, have they been inhibited by COVID-19 and their ability to engage with you and work with you in relation to the project?
There have been, in terms of the project at Buttington, because it's a DNS project, a development of national significance, there's pretty stringent guidelines that we need to follow to make sure that we adhere to all the structures that are required. One of those complexities is ensuring that we hold public consultations. So in the current environment with COVID-19, we were working closely with NRW, Natural Resources Wales, PINS, the Planning Inspectorate in Cardiff, and Welsh Government to ensure that we meet the requirements which are required of us in terms of our statutory obligations, and don't miss any public engagement, which is incredibly important for a project like this. So PINS and NRW have been fantastic. They have been supportive of the current COVID-19 situation, and allowing for virtual consultations to take place. It's something which the team are looking at. If the position on social distancing doesn't relax enough for us to hold public consultations, guidance will now allow us to hold virtual consultations in the same process, allowing the public to attend those in a controlled manner, which adheres to social distancing rules.
Okay, I suppose that's an interesting point. And is that through the use of, I suppose, online sort of Q&A questionnaires and actual online meetings and those sorts of things? Or has it been thought about in that much detail or?
It has. There've been a number of projects throughout the UK which have already held virtual consultations over the last few weeks. Some of those have been Q&A sessions. Some of them have been via Zoom meetings to allow key stakeholders to attend and ask questions about the project and understand any intricate details which they need to understand. Obviously, we're sympathetic that this isn't the same as a face-to-face consultation, but we're following guidelines and doing the best that we can.
Okay, very, very good. I suppose in terms of your project, have you got any sort of perception, understanding of other similar projects across the country, other things that other people are doing? Are they faring as well as you, or, you know, sort of the funding streams for these sorts of projects? Perception of what's going on in that space too?
I think from a funding perspective, I mean, this project in particular that we worked with yourselves on at Waitman's and the team in securing some project funding with our partners Low Carbon. Not everybody is in a fortunate situation like ourselves to have a strong partner on board. So the market is looking at infrastructure projects as an opportunity for capital investment, but they're also treating this with an element of caution, looking at how things pan out with this COVID-19 over the next few weeks.
Okay, very good. In terms of just some of the, I suppose, future elements of the project as well, and some of those things that need to be put in place in terms of fuel supply agreements, energy offtake, and all those good things. How is that being impacted in terms of COVID-19? And those are things that need to be done, but what's your thinking around those sorts of things at the moment?
I think in terms of framework agreement for feedstock supply, we're fortunate to be in an industry that isn't highly impacted by COVID-19. In a way that that maybe retail or hospitality sectors have been. We're not relying on people to walk through the door to generate revenue. So in terms of feedstock supply, they're working towards a conclusion in terms of our grid connection, etc. That was all underpinned and sorted prior to this awful pandemic that we've entered into. So as a whole, there haven't been huge touch points which have been impacted massively by the current pandemic.
Okay, that's interesting. Thank you. And I suppose one thing, you know, we've talked about before, but what, you know, I suppose your appetite for future projects and then sort of the learning from the project you're involved in at the moment, you know, just a few comments on that.
I think as a team as a whole, we're very interested in looking at new projects and new alternative projects. Either in the same area that we're working on now in terms of development of energy recovery, or as the market evolves and changes, there's certainly a team which are looking at some R&D opportunities around plastic recovery. We're working with the team at Peel on looking at bolting on some hydrogen facilities for our plans at Buttington. There are a number of opportunities out there at the moment which will create a future pipeline for the business.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because I suppose one of the things that's been crossing my mind is just thinking around, obviously, sort of the closing down of markets for recycle overseas, obviously the need for greater investment in this country. I suppose the inability to export material to other countries. There's been a lot of talk around COVID in terms of the need to landfill material. You speak to some of the larger operators talking about, you know, the creation of fleets of energy recovery facilities. So I suppose that's just a pattern and a trend that you see. I suppose you're living and breathing then, really.
Yeah, I think if you look at the industry news, certainly over the last few weeks, there's been a lot of traction back again now within energy recovery, with material, not necessarily with the landfill tax, which is increasing, but also with the tax which has been placed on RDF over in Europe. So that impacts the possibility to send material overseas. So people are looking at what they can do in this country. So there are not necessarily large scale. So there are some large scale facilities which are online, certainly one with Low Carbon are involved with in the West Midlands, but there are also some small scale modular facilities which are coming online as well, which make the barrier to entry into energy recovery quite a bit more easier to enter than some of the large scale projects. So more interesting for smaller operators looking to get into this market.
Okay, understood. That's really, really interesting. I know, you know, it's been good to work with you and your team up until now on all of these projects. I'm looking forward to working together with you on future projects. But thanks for your time. And for everybody else that sort of logs into the session to watch and to view, if you have any questions, you'd like any further information, please just get in touch. If it's for Alistair, then happy to pass those on. But encourage you to like and share these recordings. And if there's any questions, just let us know. Thank you.
Thank you.